Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. The fall season is underway and there's lots of activity on the regional jazz scene. The Earshot Festival has begun. We're recording some of the concerts for future shows on Jazz Northwest. Today, we'll be listening to highlights from the first concert of the new season by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman. There are five pairs of concerts in the season presented in Nordstrom Recital Hall in Seattle and the Kirkland Performance Center in Kirkland. Some concerts are also repeated in Edmonds at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. It's become a tradition for the first concert of the season to feature the music of the Count Basie Orchestra, which they call a Basie Bash. This year, the focus was on the first edition of the Basie Band when it first arrived in New York from Kansas City in the late 30s. The band arrived in 1936 and made some classic recordings beginning the following year. Spark plugs of the new arrivals included Sweets Edison, Buck Clayton, Herschel Evans, Lester Young, Papa Joe Jones, Count Basie, and others. Great soloists are also a feature of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. We'll hear some of them in the opening tune from this late 30s Basie band. Randy Halberstadt on piano, Travis Ranney and Mark Taylor on tenor saxes, Michael Van Bibber on trumpet, and Bill Ramsey on baritone sax. The tune is won by Edgar Battle and Herschel Evans, titled Doggin' Around, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
Travis Ranney on the tenor saxophone and the clarinet. Mark Taylor on the tenor saxophone. Michael Van Bibber back there on the trumpet. And how about Bill Ramsey on the baritone saxophone? And that was Julian McDonough on drums. Julian McDonough. Here's one that's written for four trumpets and baritone saxophone, a little bit of tenor saxophone also from Mark Taylor. And then we'll hear from Stuart Hamley on the trombone, playing the plunger mute on his trombone. And we hope you enjoy Jive at Five. Jive at Five.
Thank you.
Bill Ramsey on baritone saxophone. Mark Taylor, tenor saxophone. Randy Halberstadt on the piano. And Jay Thomas on the trumpet. Jay Thomas.
You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra on Jazz Northwest from the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. We just heard the piece from the early Basie band in the late 30s played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. That was Jive at 5. And here to talk more about the music is Michael Brockman.
Now, as mentioned, a lot of the pieces written by members of the band, that last one was by the great Harry Sweets Edison, who was a trumpeter off and on with the Basie Orchestra, one of the great names. This next piece, although it was written by George Gershwin, this is one that was written for us by someone in our band, and that means that he transcribed it off of the original recording of the Basie band. Bill, when was this, a 1939 recording?
Is that right? The last record they made for Decca, 39.
Bill is a wonderful historian, works on behalf of the band with a photographic memory. He literally can see the label
of
any...
Can't remember where I live, but I do remember this.
He literally has a photographic memory of every album cover he's ever read. So we could get him started, but I'm not going to get him started on all the story behind this one. But come backstage and maybe you'll hear more. This is a lovely arrangement of Oh, Lady, Be Good.
They say they played this so fast because they were in a hurry to leave the Decca building, so who knows.
Thank you.
Phil Anthony on the trombone, and the transcriber, that wonderful piece. Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone, and doing battle with him, Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone, Randy Halberstadt on piano, and again, Jay Thomas on the trumpet. Well, we're going to slow things down now with a piece that was played and made famous by the great Herschel Evans on tenor saxophone, and we're going to feature our own Travis Ranney on it. Here's a lovely ballad titled Blue and Sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Ranney. Tom Merritt on the trumpet with the Harmon Mutes.
You're listening to highlights from the opening concert of the season by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. This Basie Bash features music played by the Count Basie Orchestra in its early years in the late 30s in New York City. We just heard Blue and Sentimental, as transcribed by Michael Brockman for the band, and featuring the tenor saxophonist Travis Ranney and Michael Brockman on clarinet. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from the new 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Here's Michael Brockman.
It is always a great pleasure to be here with you at the Kirkland Performance Center. We love the audiences here. We love the sound of this hall. Our congratulations go out to all the city of Kirkland for building and now for many, many years supporting the function of this hall. It's one of our favorite places to play. The sound is wonderful. And if you look at our CDs, most of them were recorded right here. So we're always pleased to be back here with you, and our hats are off to the staff and management here. I'd like to ask all of you to give them a little love, a warm round of applause. We have a photograph here on our left that is Count Basie, as you well know, and that is a photograph that was donated to us by a company that is here in town, Getty Images, and I think we might have some folks who are here. They have been super supportive of the SRJO and have helped us with images that we use for all of our marketing. A few years ago, this was donated to the orchestra. I know we have some representatives from Getty Images in the house, so let's give them a round of applause. We also have some folks who are in the house from the Arts Fund, a fantastic organization that's here in the Seattle region. They organize funding for lots and lots of arts groups, and they make it possible for businesses, including many big businesses, but lots of small businesses as well, to make contributions in support of the arts. And then they find arts groups around the city to lend extra support. These sorts of things are what make it possible for us to play in this hall and other fine halls around the region. So our thanks also to Arts Fund. Let's give them a round of applause. We will close off this portion of our concert with what's often referred to as a tenor battle. The two tenor players, who are usually Herschel Evans, Lester Young, lining up side by side. And we'll also hear some other solos from Michael Van Beber and some more from Randy Halberstadt. We hope you enjoy Every Tub. Travis Ranney on the tenor, Mark Taylor on tenor, Michael Van Beber on the trumpet, Randy Halberstadt, Julie McDonough on the drums, Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
It was a Count Basie tune from the late 30s, Every Tub, short for Every Tub Must Sit on Its Own Bottom, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. A tenor battle between Travis Ranney and Mark Taylor with Randy Halberstadt on piano. You're listening to highlights from the opening concert of the season by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra on Jazz Northwest from the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. While the concert was mostly devoted to music from the late 30s by Count Basie, the second part of the concert opened with the Endless Search Suite, which the SRJO commissioned of Jimmy Heath. Mr. Heath was here for the first performances and a studio recording of the suite 10 years ago. From this concert performance, we'll hear Part 2, Inside Your Heart, and Part 3, Where It Started. Alex Dugdale provided one of the highlights of this concert with his soprano sax solo beginning Part 2, Inside Your Heart.
Thank you. Thank you. Randy Halberstadt on piano. Phil Sparks on bass. Uh-oh. Julian McDonough on drums. Stuart Hambley on trombone. Scott Brown, trombone. Jay Thomas, trumpet. Thomas Marriott, trumpet. Michael Brockman. Alex Dugdale. Travis Ranney. And ladies and gentlemen, how about it for the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra?
The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Clarence Acox, in this concert performance of parts 2 and 3 of the Endless Search Suite, composed and arranged by Jimmy Heath for the SRJO. The orchestra has recorded this suite, and the first edition is nearly sold out, although there may be a second printing. You're listening to highlights from the opening concert of the season by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra on the new 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. It's back to Basie for the final part of this concert. Here's Michael Brockman.
We've enjoyed so much this opportunity the last few months to have Clarence actually standing in front of the band, conduct us and work on the sound of that last piece. We would like to now close out the show. We have a couple more numbers for you from back in the 1930s and the Count Basie Orchestra at their inception. We have this wonderful rhythm section that is laying down the sound of the Count Basie Orchestra. You've already heard us introduce Randy Halberstadt and Julian McDonough and Phil Sparks on bass, but you haven't heard the name yet of our wonderful guitarist, Mr. Milo Peterson. For this particular style of music from the 1930s, Milo has a wonderful guitar. It's a hollow body guitar with electronic pickup on it. Anyway, you will get to hear Milo take a very unusual thing in a Basie band, and that is a guitar solo on this next piece. We hope you enjoy John's Idea. Milo Peterson on the guitar. Randy Halberstadt. Mark Taylor. Scott Brown. We thank you so much for being here with us this afternoon. We will be back here on November the 6th at Kirkland Performance Center. November 5th will be at the Benaroya Hall, Nordstrom Recital Hall, playing music of Miles Davis and Gil Evans, their famous album, Miles Ahead. We'll be featuring all the players in our trumpet section. Miles Davis's spirit will be in the house. So please join us for that. At holiday time, we do the Duke Ellington Sacred Concert, Saturday night, December 17th. I hope you'll join us for any and all of those shows throughout the year. We alluded to earlier the idea of a tenor battle. Well, here's the real thing. And here's Travis and Mark facing off against one another in one of the most famous tenor battle pieces from the Basie Band. Here is Jumpin' at the Woodside. Thank you. Travis Ranney on the tenor saxophone. Mark Taylor. Michael Van Beber on trumpet. On lead trumpet, Andy Omdahl. Julian McDonough on the drums. Scott Brown on the lead trombone. Phil Sparks on the bass. Randy Halberstadt as Count Basie. Milo Peterson on guitar. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
You've been listening to highlights from the first concert of the season by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, co-directors. The concert was recorded October 2nd at Kirkland Performance Center. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on Jazz Northwest, and thanks to Howard Mostrom, who provided house sound and assistance with recording, and the staff and the crew at Kirkland Performance Center. For more info on the SRJO, its recordings, and upcoming concerts, see srjo.org. They'll play music of Miles Davis and Gil Evans, November 5th and 6th. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this has been a Hatch Cover production for 88.5 KNKX. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org.